Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Hunter Valley Police District officers are urging drivers to be aware of their surroundings on the road and drive to the conditions after two fatal accidents on the Upper Hunters roads this week. The first was on Tuesday morning when a truck driver in his 50s was killed when the truck he was driving left the roadway and crashed into an embankment on the Golden Highway near Jerry's Plains. The second was last night with a 28-year-old man tragically dying at the scene when two cars collided on Thomas Mitchell Drive in Muswellbrook. The female driver of the car was flown to hospital in a serious condition, and one of her two children that were in the back seat also sustained injuries. Hunter Valley PD Acting Inspector Linda Knight says everyone needs to take more care on the roads.
We haven't had rain in a while, and people forget that they need to take extra care in the rain in different conditions. We just need to drive a little slower, leave time to take a little longer on your trip. We've got a lot more cars on the road coming up to Christmas. Be aware of what other cars can do.
The Hunter Valley Police District are appealing for the public's help to find a man that's been missing from Muswellbrook since last week. 25-year-old Vianora Turantini, known as Scotty, was last seen about 3 a.m. on Saturday the 9th of December on Bridge Street and hasn't been seen since. Police were notified of his disappearance later that morning and commenced inquiries. Police and his family have concerns for Vianora's welfare due to his medical condition. Vianora is described as being of Pacific Islander appearance, about 175 centimetres tall, a solid build with brown eyes and short black hair. You'll find a photo on our website. Despite a strong push from locals, the old Murrundi Hospital has now been demolished. Locals were trying to save a part of the Wilson Memorial Hospital for its historical significance, but it was to no avail. The existing hospital was not State Heritage listed at the time planning approval was sought for the new hospital building, and a subsequent nomination from Upper Hunter Shire Council to get the listing wasn't supported by the New South Wales Heritage Council. The land where the old hospital was will now have staff quarters, extra parking, and improved ambulance access to the new building. And after looking like having a grim future 12 months ago, the Hunter River short-necked turtle has made a remarkable comeback. In recent years, the species has been impacted by drought, reduced water quality and associated diseases, among with many other things, but a recent survey has found despite all of that, there are around 1,000 of them across a number of major rivers in the Hunter. HLS says there were over 400 turtles found in just 4 days, and Natural Resources Management Team Leader Lindell Wilson says it shows they were breeding in the drought.
We found quite a number of baby turtles that would have survived from the previous breeding season. So in spring and the previous year, they'd survived a couple of months of bushfires, drought, and that shows that they did actually breed in the drought, and that they are young that are going to grow up now. Their breeding's a bit limited now.
First to Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League, they held their annual general meeting for their senior teams in Muswellbrook last night. Simon Wormsley retained his position as president, and all other spots on the board were also filled. And we could be seeing Tim Zhu, a boxer fast on his way to being one of Australia's best, in Newcastle next year. It comes after a win last night in the very first round of his matchup with Kiwi Bowen Morgan. It would also be 28 years after his father Costa first stepped out into the ring at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. And that's your latest in local news and sport.